KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. In high school sports last night, in high school girls volleyball play from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Kemper Catholic downing Atlantic by a score of 3-0. Red Oak defeated Denison also in a 3-game sweep. It was St. Albert topping Shenandoah 3-1. Glenwood beat Clarinda 3-0. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, Audubon over Logan Magnolia 3-1. It was Griswold topping Riverside 3-1. IKM Manning posting a 3-game sweep over AHSTW, while Tri-Center downed Underwood in 3 straight games. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, it was Booyer Valley beating Woodbine 3 in a row. Exira EHK took 3 out of 4 from Adair Casey. Guthrie Center beat Exira EHK 2-0. Coon Rapids Bayard topping Peyton Sherdan 3 in a row, while Glidden Ralston swept 3 games from Arweva. Also around the area in volleyball, it was Carroll over Ballard in 3 straight. Nottoway Valley 3-1 over Pleasantville. Sydney beating Nishnabotna 3-1. South Page over Clarinda Academy 3-0. And it was Stanton 3-2. They win over East Mills last night in volleyball. Our high school football game of the week tonight is in Audubon. The Wheelers will play host to Riverside in Class A District 1 play. Both those teams have faced early tough season schedules, with the Bulldogs 0-5. The Wheelers are 3-2. Riverside features a no-nonsense ground attack led by running backs Tyler Blummel and Brock Bentley, while Audubon depends on the running and throwing of quarterback Trevor Smith as well as running back Jake Mulford. Our pregame show begins at 6:30 tonight. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock from Chiz Jones Field. You can listen to the game on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can listen online at KJAN.com or on your smartphone with the free KJAN app. We'll also feature live streaming video of the game tonight. If you can't make it to the stadium, you can watch it live on the TV page at KJAN.com. Chris Parks will join me for the call tonight. You can also join us for Who's Going to Win. That's at 6 o'clock this evening. And also we'll have our regular weekly visit with Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein. That's called Trojan Preview. That comes up at 4:45 later this afternoon. Elsewhere in high school football around the region tonight, at Class 3A District 8, Atlantic is at home tonight as they have their homecoming matchup against Dallas Center Grimes. ADM visits Creston. Glenwood is at Denison. Harlan travels to Winterset. In Class 2A District 8 tonight, among the matchups, Trainer is at Red Oak, Kemper Catholic at Prairie Valley, Clarinda hosting West Central Valley, and Shenandoah goes to East Sac County. In 1A District 1 play tonight, AHSTW is at Missouri Valley. IKM Manning plays at Otobolt Arthur BCIG. Trainer is at Red Oak tonight, Underwood hosting West Monona. In 1A District 8 this evening, Southwest Valley plays at Central Decatur, while Panorama is at Van Meter. In Class A District 1 tonight, our broadcast game, of course, is Riverside at Audubon. Also, it's Griswold at St. Albert, Tri-Center at Logan Magnolia, Maple Valley is at Westwood. In Class A District 8 this evening, Bedford plays at Mount Air, Nottoway Valley is at Clarinda Academy. Also, an 8-man football around the region tonight in District 1. Among the matchups, Exira EHK is on the road at Woodbine, Booyer Valley hosting River Valley, Arweva's at Newell Fonda, West Harrison hosting Kingsley Pearson. In District 7 tonight, Adair Casey is at Glidden Ralston, Guthrie Center visits Ankeny Christian Academy, Coon Rapids Bayard travels to Murray, while East Union is at Northeast Hamilton. And an 8-man District 8 this evening, Cam is on the road at Nishnabotna, Lennox plays at East Mills, Essex is at Sydney tonight, and Stanton will host Fremont Mills this evening. In college football, for the second straight year, the Arizona Wildcats have damaged Oregon's bid for a national championship. The Wildcats blew a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter before Terrace Jones-Grigsby scored on a 1-yard run with 2:54 remaining to give Arizona a 31-24 victory over the second-ranked Ducks in Eugene. Jones-Grigsby accounted for 210 total yards, netting 115 on 27 carries and making 4 receptions for 95 yards. Nick Wilson ran for 92 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And Annie Solomon was 20 of 31 for 287 yards and a touchdown last night. Well, Michigan Athletic Director Dave Brandon says he prefers to wait until the end of the season before evaluating his coaches, suggesting Brady Hoke is safe for now at the helm of the school's storied football program. Brandon and Hoke have received criticism for the handling of injured quarterback Shane Morris in last weekend's loss to Minnesota. And then there's also the matter of the Wolverines' 2-3 record that includes 2 home losses. Brandon said in an interview with the Associated Press that Hoke is a terrific coach and that fans should support players and coaches as they try to turn the season around. Well, the Sunday night NFL, or the Thursday night NFL game was a blowout, as was the, or the Sunday night game was, as was the Monday night game, and now Thursday's game was more of the same, as Aaron Rodgers threw for 3 touchdowns and Eddie Lacy ran for 2 more in the Green Bay Packers 42-10 rout of Minnesota. That game was lopsided enough for Packers coach Mike McCarthy to insert backup quarterback Matt Flynn in the second half. Rodgers completed just 12 of 17 passes for 156 yards, including a 66-yard touchdown to Jordy Nelson. Lacy had 105 rushing yards on 13 carries in his best game of the season. He had third quarter touchdown runs of 11 and 10 yards, putting the Packers up 42-0. Julius Peppers got into the scoring mix with a 49-yard interception return for another score. Packers' second straight win leaves them at 3-2. That puts the Vikings now at 2-3 on the season. Well, the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles took opposite paths in winning the openers of their respective American League Division Series yesterday. The Royals earned their second straight extra inning victory, while the Orioles set a team record for runs in a postseason game. The Royals beat the LA Angels 3-2 on a home run by Mike Moustakas off loser Fernando Salas in the 11th inning. The game-winning blast was just the fourth and final base hit for the Royals, who were coming off a 9-8 win against Oakland in the wildcard game. It was the first extra-inning homer in postseason history for the Royals. Kansas City never had a lead for more than a half an inning until Moustakas smacked his first postseason homer. The Royals scored their first run on Alcides Escobar's RBI double in the second and Omar Infante's tie-breaking sacrifice fly in the fifth. The Angels' only hits were solo homers by Chris Iannetta and David Freese, each coming in the same inning that the Royals took the lead. The Royals managed to hold Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, and Howie Kendrick to a combined 0-13, with Josh Hamilton going 0-5. Cole Calhoun had 2 of the Angels' 4 hits. Danny Duffy picked up the victory with a scoreless inning of relief after being kept out of the Royals' rotation by manager Ned Yost. Greg Holland picked up the save with a perfect 11th inning. The Orioles erupted for 8 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning to secure a 12-3 rout of the Tigers. Shortstop Andrew Romine committed an error with the Birds clinging to a 4-3 lead. Jonathan Scope and Alejandro Deaza capped the uprising with 2-run doubles, and that allowed the Orioles to break the previous team postseason mark of 11 runs. Nelson Cruz had 3 RBIs, delivering a 2-run homer in the first and a run-scoring single in the 8th, and J.J. Hardy also homered for Baltimore. Winning pitcher Chris Tillman needed 103 pitches to complete 5 innings, allowing 2 runs and 4 hits. Reigning AL Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer took the loss after giving up 5 runs and 7 hits over 7 1/3 innings. Veterans Jason Mott, Mark Ellis, and A.J. Pierzynski have been left off the St. Louis Cardinals' 25-man roster for the National League Division Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. The team announced its roster yesterday when the Cardinals worked out in 95-degree heat in Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers have yet to release their roster. The deadline is today before the teams meet up in Game 1. The Cardinals chose 12 pitchers for their roster, including lefties Randy Choate, Sam Freeman, and Marco Gonzalez, along with right-handers John Lackey, Lance Lynn, Seth Maness, Carlos Martinez, Shelby Miller, Pat Neshek, Trevor Rosenthal, Michael Wacha, and Adam Wainwright, who will be the Game 1 starter tonight. Catcher Yadier Molina will be backed up by Tony Cruz. The infielders include Matt Adams, Matt Carpenter, Daniel Descalso, Pete Cosman, Johnny Peralta, and Colton Wong. And the 5 outfielders include Peter Borges, Randall Grichuk, Matt Holliday, John Jay, and Oscar Tavares. And the last time the Dodgers met the Cardinals in the playoffs, Clayton Kershaw had a terrible outing. The Dodgers were bounced out of the postseason. A year later and a round earlier, Kershaw has a chance to erase those memories in today's National League Division Series opener against Adam Wainwright. Kershaw went 10-2 with a 1.7 ERA at Dodger Stadium during the regular season. Wainwright hasn't been nearly as successful at Chavez Ravine. The righty is 1-3 with a 4.3 earned run average in 7 games, including 6 starts. Kershaw says losing 9-0 to the Cardinals in Game 6 of last year's NLCS stuck with him for much of the winter. Dodgers manager Don Mattingly says Kershaw uses every setback as extra incentive to give him some fuel. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.